couple of things. The 9-minute droughts, turnovers, and maybe some first half rebounds, and then maybe free throw differential. pick which one, but man, you got to love your comeback efforts here tonight, even though you fell short.
You know, we could have easily, when we had that big drought in the first half, or, you know, when we got down so much in the second half, we could have easily just hung our head and just been done and satisfied. But no, they didn't want to lose, and they just kept battling. We made some great defensive stops in the fourth quarter. We started attacking so much more. You know, considering everything that happened tonight, you know, the girls played hard. They played with a lot of heart and intensity, and I'm so glad that they didn't quit. They kept battling the whole time.
You know, and how tough was it? It felt like really neither side were able to get into a rhythm here tonight.
You know, we weren't. You know, Goodland did a great job of going back from their zone to their man, and that threw us off a little bit. Just try to how to react and that kind of stuff. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about before we play them again. But they started figuring it out late in the game and figuring out where the open shots were going to be. So I'm just glad they kept improving, they kept learning, and they finished the game strong.
You know, you took your second timeout, and I could just tell you weren't very happy. What was your kind of your message to the team right there?
You know, we needed to do better job defensively. We were giving up too many easy second shot opportunities. We weren't rebounding. We were just kind of going through the motions, you know. And against a team like this, you can't give them any easy baskets. You have to make sure they work hard for every basket. And that's what they did. They really put their power, their teamwork together the second half, and they had to work. Goodland had to work for every possession, every shot that they got.
You feel like really in the last 16 minutes of the ball game, that was some of your best defense all year?
I agree. You know, we really buckled down. We did a really good job rotating. We were quick to react, and we were just playing really strong. I'm just really proud of the girls on their defense tonight.
Well, I know it comes as a loss, and I probably don't think of moral victories, but knowing that you can play with the number three ranked team like this in 3A shows a lot and sees how close you guys really are.
You know, and I told the girls that after the game. I was like, you guys can play with anyone you want to, I said, but it's a matter of playing 32 minutes and not having the foul trouble that we've been getting into. We can't have the scoring droughts. You know, we've got to be attacking all the time. We can't play on our heels. So I hope that what they took out of this is that they're capable of doing anything that team sets their mind to. You know, they're a fun group to coach, a fun group to watch. We just got to keep working hard.
It's number one Hugoton on Friday nights, and it'll be their first game in 3 weeks. And do you feel like that could be a little bit of an advantage that you had one game already?
Yeah, that you know, it might. And, you know, we're playing on our home court, so we'll have our student section there and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm excited to see what we can do. You know, Hugoton's not the same team. Yeah, they've got the three power girls, but it's definitely not the same team that they've had in the past. So we're just going to try to figure out where their weaknesses are and use that to our advantage, and we're just going to play hard no matter what happens.
Great effort for you guys tonight here. Thanks again, Coach, for stopping by here. And we'll talk to you a couple more times here this week.
Thanks, Adam.